This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli strikes killed at least 17 Palestinians, including multiple children, in Gaza overnight. This report contains graphic descriptions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At a hospital courtyard in central Gaza, two men pull the body of a boy wrapped in a blanket out of the boot of a car. Inside the morgue, one of the men begins to shout in rage. Where are the people who should come and see our children getting slaughtered? One of the Israeli strikes killed a family, including five children, in the built-up Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza. An Associated Press reporter who saw the bodies said they had been dismembered by the blast and the two-year-old had been decapitated. At the scene of the attack, a neighbor said body parts were scattered over the neighbors' homes. Many were injured among the neighbors. The strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire after months of indirect negotiations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
That was Zachary Goldman from Reuters. For additional stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane and is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power in the United States territory as it threatens to strengthen into a major storm en route to Bermuda.
For Puerto Rico, we're expecting about 6 to 8 inches. Maybe some local areas could have up to 10 inches. And of course, Puerto Rico is mountainous, so you dump that much rain on the island like that, and they end up getting pretty severe flash flooding incidents. We've seen that in past storms as well, so that's what we're particularly concerned about.
National Hurricane Center warning coordination meteorologist Robbie Berg speaking with the Associated Press. Ernesto is forecast to become a major Category 3 storm in upcoming days. For a third time, former United States President Donald Trump has failed to bid for a new judge in his hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York hush money criminal case. Judge Juan Merchan, in a decision posted Wednesday, declining to step down. This comes as the case heads toward a ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee, arguing Merchan has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and campaigns, including Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential run. She's now Trump's Democratic opponent. Last year, a state court ethics panel said Merchan could continue on the case. Julie Walker, New York.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo on Wednesday that he will not run for re-election. More from Reuters correspondent Leila Sharoka-Shahi.
Kishida's public support has been sliding due to revelations about the LDP's ties to the controversial Unification Church and unrecorded political donations made at party events. However, the Prime Minister has also faced public discontent over stagnant wages as Japan's cost of living soars. The new LDP leader will face challenges, including uniting the ruling party, managing inflation, and geopolitical tensions with China and the United States.
Reuters' Leila Sharoka-Shahi. Nigerian army troops have destroyed at least 27 illicit refining sites and seized stolen crude oil following raids this week on illegal oil bunkering sites in the Niger River Delta, an army spokesperson said on Wednesday. Researchers are one step closer to understanding how Stonehenge was created. A new study shows the unique stone lying flat at the center of Stonehenge originally came from a sandstone quarry near the tip of northeast Scotland, not Wales as previously thought. It's not clear whether the slab was carried by boat or through land. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.